Speaker is Matt D. from San Diego.
All right, good evening, everybody. My name is Matt, and I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict as well. First of all, I'm very glad to be here tonight. Thanks to Lori and the SoCal Speakers team for inviting me. I really appreciate it. I'm happy to share, and I wanted to wish a happy birthday to both Richard and Jared. Thanks for celebrating with us tonight, and also the guy who took 90 days. And I'm sorry, I was thinking about myself, so I didn't get your name. But come introduce yourself at the end, and I'm happy to meet you. Wow. So my sobriety date is January 14, 2013. And that is not when I got into the program. I got here about 10 years ago. And the journey started for me one night when I got home. And I was married. I owned a home up in the Bird Rock area. I have two and a half beautiful children, meaning that I have a niece that I adopted and two daughters. And I came home on April 30th of 2009. The locks were changed in the home that I was sharing with my wife and my family. And the gig was up. I had been drinking and using for 37 straight years. And for me, it was a daily deal. And I don't remember too many days where I wasn't either drunk or high on something. And, you know, it talks about this in the book, and I really related to when I read this. The alcoholic life was the only life that I knew. You know, I'm only speaking for 10 minutes, so I won't spend a lot of time going back, but I can tell you this. I started very young. I was 12 years old, and by the time I grew up without a mom, my father raised me. By the way, that brings me to Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I really appreciate all of you, and I have many moms in my life that I'm very appreciative of. Anyway, I can just tell you that it was a blur, but it was a great time. I grew up in the 70s and 80s in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it was fun. I can tell you that, and everybody that I knew used. I think I knew her, by the way. She was one of those moms that I was talking about. Everybody I knew drank or used drugs, and it was a way to be, is what I can say. You know, by the time I was 15, I had moved out of my house. I was on my own, and I was involved in the business, so to speak. Those of you who were involved in the business know that, and that went on for a long, long time. I moved to San Diego. I played sports. It was really what got me out of that life, and I was fortunate enough to be able to move to Hawaii and play sports. I ended up getting a degree, and so my first job, I transferred to San Diego in my first job, and it was in the restaurant business. I was a hotel and restaurant manager, and quickly I lost that job over drinking, you know, and that was a tale to be told over the next 25 years, and unfortunately I took my wife through that and those kids that I was telling you about and every single person that knew me. The root of my problem is not drinking or drugs, you know. By the way, I love drinking. You know, for those of you who love drinking and miss it, join the club, you know. But the thing, and I'm going to start talking a little bit about, you know, why I'm so attracted to this program. The thing for me is that I was never honest. You know, I lived a dishonest life, and it started off young, but I crossed a lot of lines. For those of you who drank for a long time, that dishonesty became worse and worse and worse. And the reason those locks were changed in my house was not because I was drinking too much, although I was, or not because I was doing too many drugs, although I was. It's because I'd become patently dishonest, and nobody could trust what I said or did any longer. You know, including the people that love me the most. You know, I needed a change when I got here, but I didn't know how. And I consider myself a pretty smart person, and I was confounded when I got here because I really wanted to stop drinking, and I really knew that I had a problem, and it was going south quickly. I was losing almost everything in my life, including the things that I loved the most, which were people. I love people, places, and things. I love shiny objects. You know, I'm an alcoholic, whether I'm drinking or not drinking. You know, and unfortunately, what I learned early on with that lifestyle that I was describing in the Bay Area is that if I could acquire things, have things, I believe that that would fix me. And when I got here, and I was sure that if I could just take the drugs and alcohol out of my life, that it would snap back to the honky-dory life that I'd been imagining for a long, long time. Problem was, I was imagining it. Recovery for me, fortunately, I had insurance started for me at a place called Pathfinders. It's really one of the places I became most dishonest. Right? I spent 6 sober weeks there, and the rest of the time I lied to every single person in that home. You know, I'm not proud of that. I just want to share with you, you know, the type of dishonesty that I can employ. You know, if you think about that for just a moment, I'm in a recovery home with 39 other guys trying to get sober, and I'm lying to them on a daily basis about my behavior. In fact, I was so arrogant at that time that I showed up at that place with golf clubs, and I asked them how long registration was going to take because I had a tee time at 11:30. They put me on lockdown for 6 weeks. I was lucky. They kept me. Anyway, the journey started for me then. And, you know, one of the people, the guy that took 15 years, came up here and he said something very important that I glommed onto right away. And what he said was, if you want to stop drinking and you really don't know how, find somebody who's stopped and follow that person. And that's what I needed. You know, and I really believe this. The more brain power you have and the more potential you have, the more important it is for you to find a sponsor who has done this before. Right? I love my own. I'm married to my own ideas. I love my own ideas. Right? And that's the problem. Yeah. Eventually, I met a woman. I know this is taboo. Please don't hate me, but I met a woman. She ended up becoming my sponsor. Only because she used to sit at the meeting I'd go to, and she sat over there, and she would sneer at me and laugh at me every time I get up and share, because she knew I was full of shit and I was lying about my sobriety. She walked me home one day and said, "Look, I can help you." And I said, "Okay." All right, that was 2.5 years into me being part of this program, and that's why my sobriety day is January 14, 2013. This woman since passed away, but I love her very much. I really believe that my problem is on the top is described on the top of page 62 of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, I'm a selfish, self-seeking, self-serving person. Yeah? I don't necessarily blame myself for that so much anymore. I've just always looked for connection through people, places, and things. You know, I love this program very much. I love Alcoholics Anonymous very much. For me, it's synonymous with change. You know, and I paid lip service for change for a long, long time. You know, and I didn't go deep enough with change for a long, long time. The first time I went through the steps, you know, I wasn't really honest, and I certainly wasn't thorough. But what happened at Pathfinders and subsequently in those experiences after is more and more I started to become attracted to what you had. More and more, I dropped the judgment about who I was and who you were and what I needed and what you needed. And I started to open up and I started to listen. That woman that I was telling you about, Phoebe, she scared the shit out of me. She really did. She could read right through me. And there was no bullshit that I could share with her, which is really what I needed in life. You know, she taught me how to be a better son. How to be a better father, how to be a better friend, how to show up for work on time, because really what I lacked in my life was responsibility. I did what I wanted, when I wanted, with whom I wanted, and that carried on way too far. You know, I don't know, for me, and I'll just finish with this, for me, you know, I shared this with you earlier. I'm an alcoholic whether I'm drinking or not drinking, so I don't look necessarily as recovery as some plateau that I'm going to achieve, some hurdle or milestone, some mountain that I can climb. You know, for me, recovery is a daily thing, you know, because I'm an alcoholic. Occasionally, my brain can become skewed. I'm far too sensitive at times to what people say to me. You know, I jump at negativity, like it's somehow going to affect me. And the one thing these 12 steps have taught me is how to live life as life comes to me without having a drink, without having a drug. And for those of you who are struggling with this and haven't had a drink today or haven't had a hit today or haven't had a snort today, that's the fucking miracle. You know, that really is. Because if you're a guy like me, you could not live life for 37 years without taking a drink or without having a drug. I love myself today, and I love you today, and I love Alcoholics Anonymous today, and really my intentions today have changed because of this program. You know, I truly want to be of service. Sometimes it doesn't always come out that way because I'm not perfect, and I don't say the right thing or do the right thing each and every moment. But I'm willing to learn, and I'm willing to change, and that's what it takes. Thanks for letting me share tonight, you guys.